With David Hyde, I'm Marcy Silman, and this is The Record on KUOW. The Seattle Symphony releases three new recordings today, music by Ravel, Gershwin, Elliot Carter, and more. The orchestra has a long history in the recording studio, but what's new this time, the recordings were made by Seattle Symphony's new in-house label. It's called Seattle Symphony Media. I spoke to Seattle Symphony Executive Director Simon Woods about the project.
This is a new venture for us, and it's a very exciting one because we've wanted for a long time to start to control our own destiny when it comes to recording.
The orchestra's been recording for decades successfully.
Absolutely. We've had a string of Grammy nominations and a lot of plaudits for the great recordings of the past that Gerard Schwartz made with the symphony. But all of those were done for commercial labels. And I think what we've seen change in the music business now, and we've seen it in the pop business, is artists have now tend to control their own product. You know, I often use the analogy of in the old days, you know, everybody knew that the Beatles were Parlophone and that the Rolling Stones were Decca. You know, these days you can hardly name a label of any pop artist. And it's the same in classical music. We're moving towards the point now where orchestras are preferring to control their own labels.
So it's called Seattle Symphony Media, which would imply that it's beyond audio. Is that correct?
Well, it's open-ended. Actually, we deliberately didn't call it something which said only audio. We don't have plans for video yet, but we want to leave the door open.
It's no secret that every nonprofit arts organization in the country has had struggles over the past 5 years, for sure. And we read about symphonies around the country who are shutting their doors or having long hiatuses. So this would seem a risky financial venture.
Well, it's not that risky because the costs are actually relatively low. We have our own recording studio in-house in Benaroya Hall. We have a state-of-the-art recording studio, and we have a fantastic audio engineer, Dimitri Lippe, who's our in-house engineer. So those are kind of fixed costs, if you like. The great thing is that we just did, in our last contract negotiation with our musicians, we came to an agreement whereby the musicians are allowing the material to be released on CD on a profit-share basis. So.
Really?
What this really means is that the musicians are partners in this project, and that's revolutionary.
I'm talking with Simon Woods. He's executive director of Seattle Symphony, and I actually have physical CDs sitting on my desk. Is that how this music is going to be distributed?
Well, it will be on CD. Certainly, you'll be able to buy it from all the usual places. But these days, as you know, downloads are getting more and more important.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be available in all the usual download places, iTunes, Google Music, Amazon, all the normal places. It's also going to be available in high-resolution formats. And we've made a big deal about talking about, you know, we've produced great-sounding, incredible-sounding recordings for audiophiles as well.
I know that some of the music was recorded live in performance. Is that true of all of it?
No, it's a mixture. And in this first batch of releases, there's one of the CDs, the Ravel orchestral music and the Saint-Saëns organ symphony is entirely live. And then the other two are a kind of combination of live and studio recordings.
For every nonprofit arts organization in the country, the last 5 years have been challenging, interesting, because you have to figure out new ways to fund yourselves, to attract people who are used to online and downloading and things like that. So how does this particular Seattle Symphony Media project fit into all the changes that have happened since both you and Ludovic Morlot have arrived?
Well, to me, it's all about profile. Nobody's going to get rich on making recordings these days.
No.
And certainly not the Seattle Symphony. But this is about profile. This is about getting the orchestra heard internationally. It's about showing that we're entrepreneurial and we want to speak to audiences in different ways. And it all fits in with a huge energy that I think we've put in across the organization. over the last 3 years just to raise the profile locally. And that's working because we're getting such incredible feedback from people about the buzz that there is around the organization. And this will be something else that fuels that, I think.
One of the things, to take a step back from the symphony for a second, is that every arts organization in town has seen a turnover of both artistic leadership and the business side. And I wonder what, having, the old guard did great by these organizations, but it's younger folks like yourself moving into these positions with these established arts institutions. How do you think it changes the arts community?
There was a paradox in this town, which is that although Seattle is an incredibly forward-looking and contemporary city, its arts organizations were actually pretty conservative. And I think that what you're seeing now is that really beginning to change. I mean, I dare say there are still plenty of people in town who think the Seattle Symphony, you know, plays music by, you know, dead white composers for old people, you know. But the fact is, and, you know, we hear that a lot, but the fact is we have such a vast variety of music we play, and I think there's a lot of change happening in Seattle arts institutions, and I really welcome that.
Simon Woods is executive director of Seattle Symphony. The orchestra released a series of recordings today produced by the new in-house label Seattle Symphony Media. You can find out more about this new venture at our website, kuow.org.